Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning. Checkmate. Leah Michelle, Aaron Tveit, and Nicholas Christopher will lead the very first Broadway revival of Chess to open this fall at a Schubert Theater to be announced. The epic musical premiered on Broadway in 1988 after playing in London and famously flopped. In the years since, it has gained an ardent fan base, and there have been multiple attempts to improve the book. An allegorical representation of Cold War tensions in the 1980s, Chess follows a tournament between two grandmasters, an American to be played by Tveit and a Soviet to be played by Christopher. They are joined by a woman, played by Michelle, who loves both men at various points. Chess is the brainchild of lyricist Tim Rice, who collaborated on the beloved score with ABBA's Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus. This production features a new book by Emmy winner Danny Strong. Michelle was last on Broadway in 2023 as Fanny Bryce in a revival of Funny Girl, single-handedly saving the show in the process. Tveit, a Tony winner for Moulin Rouge, recently replaced in a 2023 revival of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And Christopher, who played a brief one-week stint in Hamilton last month, starred alongside Tveit in aforementioned Sweeney Todd revival. Further casting for Chess will be announced later, as will dates and a venue. The production is directed by Michael Mayer and choreographed by Lauren Letero. The lead producers are Tom Hulse, Robert Ahrens, and the Schubert Organization. Visit chessbroadway.com. Colin Donnell, Shayna Taub, Nichelle Lewis, Ben Levi Ross, John Clay III, and Rod Cyrus will join the cast of Broadway's Ragtime, all reprising their acclaimed performances from a production staged last fall at New York City Center. Donald was last seen as Roy Scheider in The Shark is Broken. Taub is the Tony-winning mastermind behind Suffs, in which he also starred. Lewis originated the role of Dorothy in last year's revival of The Wiz. Ross was a one-time Evan in Dear Evan Hansen. Clay was featured in the short-lived New York, New York. And Cyrus will be making his Broadway debut. They all join previously announced stars Joshua Henry, Casey Levy, and Brandon Uranowitz. Additionally, Ragtime will feature a 15-person ensemble. Company members rounding out the full 33-person cast will be announced later. The revival begins previews September 26th and opens October 16th at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater for a run through January 4th. Tickets are on sale now at telecharge.com. In other casting news, Christopher Jackson is joining the cast of Hell's Kitchen this summer. He begins performances as Davis this coming Tuesday, June 3rd. Jackson is best known for originating George Washington in Hamilton. This is his first Broadway show since he made some guest appearances in Freestyle Love Supreme. Davis was originated by Brandon Victor Dixon and is currently being played by Grammy nominee Darrell Tank Babs through June 1st. Hell's Kitchen continues at the Schubert Theater. And finally today, the 2024-2025 Broadway season has just come to a close. There was a bit of confusion on this coinciding with last week's grosses report, the 52nd week of the season per the Broadway League. Since statistics are reported weekly, the Broadway season of 52 weeks amounts to 364 days. Therefore, a week is added to the Broadway season every 7 years. This is one of them. With today's grosses just published for the week ending Sunday, May 25th, delayed by a day because of the long Memorial Day weekend, it is now the highest grossing season in recorded history, with over $1.89 billion grossed across 43 new productions, plus longer runners. This is a major benchmark for an industry that has taken a while to recover from the damage that the COVID-19 pandemic has wrought. The 2018-2019 season, the last full season before the pandemic began, was the previous all-time gross record and remains Broadway's highest attended season. Among last week's notable figures, Call Me Izzy started up at Studio 54. The one-person show starring Jean Smart grossed $211,172 over its first two previews. Opening night is June 12th. Boy George bid farewell to Moulin Rouge, which made $1,277,854 at the Al Hirschfeld, playing to 98% capacity audiences. And supermodel Ashley Graham played her final performance in Chicago, which grossed $613,267 at the Ambassador. Elsewhere, most shows last week experienced a rise in their receipts. Multiple newer entries such as Buena Vista Social Club, Pirates, the Penzance Musical, Purpose, John Proctor is the Villain, Dead Outlaw, and Real Women Have Curves all had their highest grossing weeks to date. Across 40 running productions, a total of $47,275,423 was made on Broadway last week. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.